What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Latin Babbler Show, where we share a little bit of our Latinx culture and talent to all of you. I am your host, the Latin Babbler, and we have a great show for you today. We have an amazing artist spotlight, Gianfranco, who is using his new single, Cada Finde, and a very talented Daniel Ferguson will be joining us today. But first, let me introduce the crew. Igera, what's up, girl?
What's up, what's up? How you guys doing tonight?
Ms. Rocky, welcome back.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Hello.
El Bojique, dímelo, loco.
¿Qué lo que hay, familia?
Brie, give me the scoop.
Hey, would you like a chocolate or would you like strawberry?
I'll take the chocolate.
Anna, what's magical?
Life is completely magical, darling.
No kidding. There you go. She's going to fly away in little wings and stuff right after that. Tigger, I saw that you put up some Christmas decorations. What's up?
Yeah, I'm competing with my neighbor next door. She got like a whole thing light up. I go, I got to put at least a little Santa Claus with a little reindeer and some lights waving at the people as they come in.
A little innocent fighting there.
Your stuff is like way up in the top, though.
Yeah, everybody sees it when they're walking up. I'm in the front.
They got to use binoculars, though. That's like on the, what, 86th floor? What are you?
No, man, I'm on the fourth floor.
Make sure he's wearing undies.
Yeah, he is. I'm on the fourth floor, okay? And everybody just waves at it and say, what's up, Santa Claus?
What's up? Brie, you have another update of Ignite the Hearts boxes, right?
Yes. My goodness, it's been amazing. So we're giving 25 boxes to Thomas Housing Shelter, and our Box of Love Challenge has expanded coast to coast. So special thank you to Carmen Rivera and her team for donating 20 boxes to Miami Rescue Mission, and to our volunteers who also accepted the challenge in the tri-state area. Thanks to you guys, so many families in need have been given a Thanksgiving dinner. So to see some of our volunteers, follow at Ignite the Hearts Nyla on Instagram.
Now, Carmen, she's in the Miami area. So for those of you who don't understand, so Ignite the Hearts, we were in New Jersey. We're now in California. And the challenge spread all the way to the East Coast again. And now we're in Miami. So it's actually a really cool deal. You guys should definitely check it out. Hannah, you're about to go back to Disney, right?
Yes, I'm just sweating. I'm so excited. I haven't been there since February, which to me feels like an entire decade. So I'll be going this weekend and hopefully having the time of my life. I'm really excited.
Now, I missed the last episode of The Bachelorette. So how are you feeling about Tasia so far?
I feel good. I feel like she's an icon. Things are getting real. We got some rivalries coming up between some of the guys. So it's been a tasty little treat. I know Miss Rocky was watching, posting the memes last night. I really appreciated that. So if y'all, you need to catch up. You should be watching the second it airs.
Seriously.
It's a religion.
I try. We got down. I got in Buddha position and I just couldn't do it. We got busy.
So the Buddha position. I like that.
I meditate while The Bachelor's on. That's my religion.
Exactly. You have to though with all the drama that takes place in that.
Yes, of course.
Bojive, so you're looking good, man. I saw you on the YouTube video for your fitness project. What's going on?
Hey, not much. I mean, it's coming along. That was like our second video, I think, up on YouTube. We're working on the social media platform. So these videos are going to keep coming like that. You know, some real funny, some kind of serious. But yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. I've lost a couple of pounds already. So yeah, keeping it going.
I got encouraged by you. I went from 2 reps of 12 to 3.
And that's what's up. And that's like, I've started super slow. Kevin, my partner, he has been working out for 3 years straight, nonstop. He goes ham. And I've just been taking it slow. But that's what we want to encourage the family to do. It's not something where you got to come in and like really go crazy or whatever. No, baby steps.
It was hard because it costs a lot of money to buy 2 dozen donuts. So when I bought the third one, that was an expense. I was sitting there just, the first two were just really tough. But that third dozen, damn.
Just shove it.
It hit, right? You got to just bring it down. Bring it down.
Go for it. I believe in cheating. So that
no
was
comment.
Your cheating reps. Go for it.
No comment.
Cheat rep.
Man, Miss Rocky, we missed you last week. You had the storm and so forth. You had quite an experience, huh? You were all flooded. Your internet went out.
I had lakefront property for the first time in my life. It was beautiful to see. Kids were inside, you know, the canal. We had dead fish. No internet, crocodiles roaming
cruise
around.
Ships.
Yeah, seriously. Doo, doo. It was everywhere. It was fun.
Ms. Rocky, with all those great vibes, it's only fitting that you do one of your horoscopes.
Oh, with much pleasure. Guess what, guys? It's Scorpio season.
My wife is a Scorpio. 11/17, yesterday was her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Belated. Okay. Well, Scorpio's from October 23rd to November 22nd. So here's a couple strengths. Resourceful, brave, passionate, stubborn. But they are a very good friend.
Hello?
What is going on?
Am I the Latin Babylon?
What the hell is that? Bro, it's time to go watch Atero.
Catch me every morning, every week at Latin Babble Show. Ya tu sabes, mi gente. Wepa!
I don't know how he got on, but you can follow him on Instagram at Típico Bachatero every morning as soon as you start your day.
We can relate to this news. I don't know if you guys saw about the MSNBC. Ken Dilanian was the latest victim to the hot mic, okay? He was scheduled to do a live coverage about the election's developments, and he started cursing as he was being introduced. Instead of saying, you know, the original words, he said, oh, sugar fudge. You know what I'm saying?
I saw that.
Yeah, Dawn, sugar fudge.
He was live, too. It was hilarious.
Ken was looking at his cell and quickly refrained himself. He also went on Twitter to apologize for his actions and the cause of his cursing. He went, of course, saying that, you know, being a cameraman and a production and a reporter the same time in 2020 can be exciting. We all can relate to that. We all have been there at least once.
I can. I've made the mistake. The worst is when you make that mistake to somebody who, you know, you didn't think was next to you, but you actually spilled it out and then the person heard you.
You can go look up the video. The video's hilarious on TMC. You can see everything go on because it's also video, so you get to see it. Not only hear the sound.
Bojica, you have something Latino today. What you got?
All right, so this week on Something Latino, right? What I have is it says abuelas, but as like La Tigra mentioned, that it's not just the abuelas. She said also aunties and mommies and everything else. So she's right. And what is it? Is that they tend to force feed you, but yet they'll tell you you're fat. Right? And at the same time, they look at you and say, why are you so skinny? So my own personal story, right? I used to be called Pepon. Pepon was like Mikey in Puerto Rico. It was this little kid, came out in the commercial, and he ate everything in sight, right? So my grandma and aunties and my mom called me Pepon, Pepon el Comelón. But mind you, when I got to like 200 pounds, their favorite thing was, muchacho, pero tú sí te ves bien, tú sí estás saludable. That's code word for homie, you fat.
But when you're saying it, yeah, like, be yeah, you're healthy, right? You're nice and healthy.
Exactly. That's the whole word. You're healthy. Yeah.
You're hefty.
But that's yeah, when I lost the weight and got down to 165, my ideal body weight, it was, muchacho, tú estás bien. Ve chequea, which is code word for, are you sick? Did you catch something? Go get checked out.
I get the opposite. What she does is she gives me the food, and it won't be good food. She'll give me crackers and cakes, and then what she'll sit there and say is, oh, no, this is healthy. It's okay.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and eat that. And then I'm like, but it's cake. She's like, yeah, but cake once in a while is not a big deal. And then the next day, when I'm walking bow-legged because I'm, like, full, she'll sit there and say, man, you got to exercise, man. You're gaining a lot of weight. So it's crazy, man.
Yes, they walk around with a spoon just hitting you. Bam, 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 here.
Yeah, they love to feed you.
Yeah, when you're sick, they give you all the different types of soups and rice and chicken and Vicks and all of that stuff.
Vicks soup.
No, Vicks.
Vicks soup, the best
they give
one.
Vicks
melted
soup.
Vapor rub.
That's
it's
gross.
The cure for COVID. It's the cure for COVID. I mean,
it
you
is.
Didn't know.
I didn't realize
get
it.
On it.
Pfizer mm-hmm. got it.
That's it. They fit.
They're injecting you with vapor rub.
All right, guys. So our guest today is Daniel Ferguson, a very talented 26-year-old originally from Youngstown, Ohio.
Ooh.
Currently residing in Northern Virginia, he is constantly coming up with new ideas for his YouTube channel, which has garnered over 230,000 subscribers.
Yes.
He has a passion for voice acting that originally came from his love of cartoons. and performing in drama club and did forensics in high school. In his spare time, Daniel loves baking, singing, playing the piano, long walks on the beach, cuddling with puppies, cheese and fine wines, and rewatching his favorite cartoons and sitcoms.
I'm going to swipe right to this.
Yes. Swipe
Welcome
it
to
right.
the show, Daniel. How are you doing, man?
Hello. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me. You got that description of me to a T. That was perfect.
Even the cuddling of the puppies, huh?
No, that's it. That's exactly me.
That was my favorite, the cuddling with the puppies. Yes.
But we actually couldn't wait for this episode, man. You're like really talented. What inspired you, to get into voice acting?
Well, it was something that was building up over a long period of time. Just starting with me watching cartoons as a young kid and imitating the characters' voices, and eventually, you know, like you mentioned, I was in drama club in high school, and I did speech and debate. And also in college, I had the chance to be on my campus's radio station. So that really solidified my desire to do voice acting in some capacity, whether it's for, you know, radio, for commercials, for animation. It's been building up over time, and just the urge for it is getting stronger.
Man, that is very cool. Now, you were on America's Got Talent. Like, how was that experience like?
I was. It was an interesting experience. It was a great experience, but it was also, there were also some interesting parts, some strange parts. I got a lot of great exposure being on stage in front of a bunch of people, something that I've never been able to do with the sort of voice acting stuff that I've done just on my YouTube channel. So to be able to perform in front of people was a pretty nerve-wracking experience, but also, you know, a very thrilling experience. And to be in front of the celebrity judges, obviously that was a great thing as well, being able to perform in front of Simon Cowell, you know, the most critical and most British guy you'll ever have the pleasure of meeting.
Definitely. I actually have a clip of that, so we're going to play it.
Okay.
I have a small clip. Hold on.
It's a funeral, not so serious for a lot of people. We're just getting started, don't you tiptoe. Race time, put your ass to reach. Race time, put your ass to reach. Ruby, roll with me. Real right, fantasy. Rarely. Talk to me, baby.
There's Bree.
Let's lose our minds and go crazy. Yay! I keep on hoping we'll be caked by the ocean. Walk for me, baby. Naomi. Whoa. Let's lose our minds and go crazy.
I love it.
Takes me back.
That was great.
Thank you.
Now you have a funny story concerning the Simon Cowell. I don't think it was originally in your set, right?
He wasn't. No. I was actually in my original audition. I think I did a Jack Sparrow impression, something so like a mediocre Jack Sparrow impression. And the producers later on asked me, "Can you send us another audition video and instead replace Jack Sparrow with Simon Cowell?" Because, you know, they both use a British accent. And I said, I've never done a real life person before, so I can't promise anything. And they said, well, we think it'll cater better to the judges that way, so just try it. And the rest is history.
How did he respond to that?
He enjoyed it. I think it was a nice surprise for sure. And it was really great because at the time I wasn't really sure how he was going to take it. So to see him smiling and also laughing was a very good feeling. It definitely made me feel a little bit more confident, but also extremely nervous about messing up the rest of my act because I was so honed in on that.
He probably getting worried about getting roasted.
I'm sure he wasn't expecting that. that at all. So that was probably a good surprise for him.
So now you had a huge YouTube video, which does quite a few impersonations, and it was called Bad Guy, correct?
Yes, cover of Billie Eilish's song, correct, yeah.
That blew up. How many listens did you get for that thing?
I think the number of views is over 13 million at this point.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't keep track as frequently as my dad does. My dad, I say, is my biggest fan, and he's the one who keeps me updated.
Aren't
on
we all?
Kind of stuff.
He's probably calling you, sitting there going, man, you know you're up to 13, right?
That's what he's doing most of the time. Yeah, that's exactly it.
I got a clip of that, so let's listen to that one. One second.
White coat, now red, my bloody nose punching me on your webby toes, creeping around like no one knows. I'll steal your formula.
Blasting my daughter's off back, you're doing again it. Like we do. We failed to capture Pikachu this time, but we'll be back for you.
That's right. Prepare to fight. So you're a dumb fool, blundering screw up fool, just stupid so enough good. Fool, constantly mess up fool. Meow. I'm the mean type, scare you in your sleep type.
Wildebeest stampede type, when they'll kill the beast type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
That's so good.
That was awesome. I was dead.
Yeah, the video was funny.
That is so good.
Oh my goodness.
That was good.
It was hilarious.
I love that you added me oi me moi. That episode scared me.
It's a terrifying episode for sure. Yeah, it's just trying to fit as many characters in as I can. Whenever I can't find a spot for them in the actual lyrics, I just try to throw them somewhere else into the song somehow, even if it's just like a quick sound effect.
I love that.
So that's cool. Like, so on that note, right, which voice would you say has been the most challenging for you, right? And how long did it take for you to finally get it? And obviously, the final question is, can we hear it?
That is a very good question. I'd say probably the hardest one for me to do is the Donald Duck voice. It's one of the few voices that doesn't really require a vocal range. It requires a certain type of mouth movement. And I learned it actually from my dad. My dad grew up always talking to us in that voice. And I just tried training myself. And it's been a years long process. And even I'm not entirely perfect with it. I'm still working on it. But I'll try to give you a little bit of it.
Oh boy!
That's Jesus!
Oh my god! As a Disney fan, I'm very impressed.
That's pretty good.
It's hard to tell if I'm actually saying anything at all. It's
but that's Donald. I mean, it is.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That's awesome.
Well, I have a question. Well, I had to ask this question. I'm always asking the crazy questions. I wanted to know: have you ever used your voices while being intimate?
Oh no.
Hey, that could be very interesting.
You could do Sylvester.
Do the Donald.
Or Pepe Le Pew.
Oh. Well, I can't say as far as I can recall, you know, in my own memory, I have a terrible memory, but as far as I'm aware, I haven't used voices while being intimate. I'm sure my girlfriend would probably say differently, but yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that I don't, mostly because in past experiences, when I've ever been on like a date with a girl, I would use a voice, even if it was something like subtle, I'd use maybe a Kermit the Frog voice and it would be almost an immediate turnoff. And my current girlfriend, she is very supportive of my voice acting pursuits and my YouTube channel and everything like that. And she loves when I do voices. But I try to keep the voices to a minimum in those types of situations.
I have another question for you. At what age did you start using your voices? And I want you to do, I don't know if you ever done Pepe Le Pew from the cartoons, the French, the one that's always after the cat.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can do his voice, I would really love it.
Well, I don't know exactly what age I started. I'm just remembering, you know, the first episode of SpongeBob I started quoting was the Life of Crime one where they stole a balloon, if anyone recalls that episode, and yes, they fight over a candy bar. So that was probably, oh man, I don't know, I must have been 8 or 9 at that time probably when I saw that episode. Something like that. So that's when it first started. It wasn't fully established at that point. But as far as Pepe Le Pew go, I've done a lot of Looney Tune voices, but I've never really tried Pepe Le Pew. So let's see. I need like a French accent.
Do you want me to help you with your French accent?
Your eyes are like two beautiful pools of water.
I love it.
I don't know if that was Pepe Le Pew or Antonio Banderas. It could be both.
Sounds like Puss in Boots.
Oh no, is that going into like a Spanish accent?
Pepe Le Pew. No, it's just the way he sounds.
Oh, you did good, you did good. I give you the awesome one. Yes.
Daniel, it's Miss Racky here.
Hello.
Hello, darling. So, I wanted to know, favorite movie growing up, and if you can do the impersonation of that main or your favorite character from that movie.
Let's see. I had quite a few. I'd say not really growing up, because this was in 2010, so I would have already been like 16 years old. But How to Train Your Dragon is my absolute favorite animated movie. Lion King's also up there too, but have any of you seen How to Train Your Dragon?
Yes.
Okay, oh, yeah. So the main character is played by Jay Baruchel, who just uses his regular voice. But this is kind of the voice that this is what Jay Baruchel just sounds like. You know, it sounds almost like he's putting on some sort of voice, but that's just his natural voice. And you know, it's a little. It's a little monotonous and everything, but yeah. I mean, it fits the character of Hiccup perfectly. And I also a big fan of Lion King. Gotta love Timon and Pumbaa, you know.
Yes, definitely.
You gotta put your past behind you.
Yes!
Love. Talk about a fixer-upper.
Oh man, you nailed that one.
Now you gotta do the Billy Eichner version from the live action.
Oh man, I haven't seen that yet. Still gotta see that.
You have to.
You could skip it.
Ooh, Disney roast.
Oh, I love Disney. I hate that movie.
All right, I want to do something fun because we here at the show always do an artist spotlight, and I asked Daniel if this time he can actually introduce the artist. And I also asked him if he could do it, since this is an artist spotlight, and you know, we have the America's Got Talent theme going, if he could do it in a Simon Cowell voice.
My God. Yes.
So I'm interested. I've already alerted the artist that this would happen. That way he wouldn't feel offended. But I wanted to see if there's a way for you to do it. So we already sent you the information. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll try my darndest. Gianfranco is a Peruvian singer-songwriter currently living in Miami, Florida. From a young age, he's always dreamed of connecting with people through his own music. Growing up in 4 different countries gave Gianfranco a range of influences such as rock, pop, Latin, and reggaeton, which he now combines in his music. He writes and sings mostly about love because the world could use a little bit more love right now. Here's Gianfranco.
Wow.
That's great. Man, you nailed it.
This is Gianfranco, and you're listening to Cada Finde on the Latin Babbler Show.
Gianfranco. Ella sale a bailar cada fin de. Desde que lo nuestro ya no existe. Me pregunto si en verdad tú me quisiste. Y mientras sigue tomando, y mientras sigue bailando, cada uno que se acerca no se compara a mí. Sé que solo quiere hacerme ver, hacerme pensar solo en volver. Sabe que los celos me van a comer. Tú no eras así, yo lo sé. Todo cambió cuando te fallé. No más películas en el sillón, pide más trago.
Ya perdí la fe.
Y tú no eras así. Desde que te conocí, yo sé que ya no estás puesta pa' mí. Yo nunca fui feliz hasta que te vi, mami. Sigo loco por ti. Y necesito otro shot que me anestesie este dolor. Es que prefiero ser robot, no me ignores. Y tú no eras así. Desde que te conocí, yo sé que ya no estás puesta.
Wow.
Very nice, very nice.
I just fell in love. Like, that was amazing.
Well, he's actually amazing, and I was looking for an artist this week that would kind of fit the show. And this is his very first song that he's putting out. And, you know, he's put it up, but he hasn't really shared it. And I asked him to share some insights on the song, and this is what he said.
So this song is actually based on a personal experience combined with a few others from people close to me. And it's about a breakup and someone moving on faster than the other. In this case, the guy hasn't moved on yet, while the girl has started to do things that she's never done before, like going out, partying, drinking, meeting new people, going out dancing. And this is upsetting for the guy, but soon he realizes that she seems really happy. Happier than she's ever been. And that's what I wanted to portray in the song, that it's perfectly fine to go out and have fun, and you don't need necessarily someone else. You can just, you know, be happy with yourself and your friends, and yeah. And I called it Cada Finde because that's abbreviation for like every weekend in Spanish. Cada Finde. She goes out and she just enjoys herself.
And I think everybody, for the most part, has probably gone through that. Whether you've been through a breakup and you're sitting there looking at your ex-girlfriend.
Boo, yo.
Or your ex-boyfriend.
It hit home.
And it hit, bro. You start looking at that song and you start listening to that song and you're sitting there going, man, that was me like a couple years ago. And Yeah, like they were having a lot of fun, and I was just sitting there at home wowing.
Like I went through a breakup that I didn't even go through.
No comment. No comment.
If you want to follow Gianfranco, you can do so on Instagram at gianfranco.hv, and his music can be found on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, and more.
We still have our incredible guest here, and I have a pretty important question. So I had to do a big deep dive to research for today's interview, and obviously the big thing that we were talking about is your subscriber count. And while that's great, I was curious if that brings on a certain level of pressure about what kind of content you have to make to continue to grow or maintain your following.
It does. Yeah, there's a whole lot of pressure, especially after that bad guy video got millions of views over a year ago. It wasn't something I was expecting because I was always used to, you know, sort of my videos taking getting a slow pace of views over the course of several months, a couple of years. So for this to happen and for people to receive numerous comments so much more frequently than usual, people asking, when's your next song impressions video going to come out? And because before my channel just started out as me just doing regular impressions. So I would pick a quote from a character and do that impression, and that would be it. And then it sort of evolved into this song thing, especially after being on America's Got Talent. And that's what the majority of people at this point know me for. So that's the one thing that they are most interested in on my channel. So anytime I want to do something that I want to do, I'll still do it. But I have to keep in mind the fact that it's probably not going to get as many views, as much traffic as the song impressions, especially songs that are really popular, like Bad Guy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would say, like, continue to do both. I definitely watch some of your videos, and they're equally entertaining to me. And I hope that your fans continue to attract both of them. My other question is a little bit more important to me, and it's that you only went to Disney World for the first time last year. I found that extremely offensive, but I was curious, how did it take so long, and what did you think?
I have not been to Disney before 2019 because my parents just never thought that they should take us, because I came from a family of four kids. We lived in a lower middle class area, pretty close to lower class, and you know, my parents had a lot of expenses with all of us being the same age or close to the same age. And they just thought it would be too expensive. And they thought that us as children wouldn't be able to fully enjoy the experience. And my that's what my mom told us. And she actually didn't go to Disney herself until I think she was either in college or after she graduated college. So she thought that, yeah. So she thought that we'd be able to more fully immerse ourselves in the Disney experience if we went when we could do it ourselves, when we could do it with friends, possibly, which is what I did. I have a bunch of friends who are huge Disney fans, some of them who had been to Disney hundreds of times before the trip that they took with me last year. So it was a really good experience. I did love it. And I am glad that I was able to take it then, because I was able to remember so much more than maybe a 10-year-old or younger me would have been able to remember. And I mean, there's so much more at Disney now too. So a lot more going on, and a lot more to appreciate. And I mean, a lot of some of the movies that I didn't start watching until I was a teenager, or at least fully appreciating until after I was a teenager, it was nice to be able to, you know that I was a fan of these things and be able to say, hey, I love this thing. I can relate to all these other people who are big fans. You know, seeing the Indiana Jones show, the stage show with all the stunts and everything. I mean, all of that stuff was amazing. And seeing the fireworks show at Magic Kingdom, it was beautiful. And I did get choked up there. definitely worth waiting, even though I know it's shocking to hear that it took that long.
No, don't feel bad, Danielle. I was 14 the first time I went to Disney. Don't feel bad. don't feel bad.
You know what, Daniel? Really don't feel bad because I still have not been to Disney World. So.
Really? Really?
Yeah. I think my brother is like the only one that has gone, and it's because of Hannah. So.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm 44, and I haven't done it. I went to Disneyland. That's about it.
I'll be your travel guide. Your spirit guide.
Does it count if you go to Disneyland but not Disney World? It's still a Disney park. It's still a Disney park, though.
Not for Hannah.
It's a Disney park, but it's not Disney World.
I'm sorry for making that assumption.
But you know what, Daniel? You and I—we've been friends for I think for a while now, and
yeah.
I just wanted to ask you: have you ever used the character voice to get out of trouble?
Oh, I can't say that I have. I'll say that there have been a lot of scenarios that I've played out in my head to think of ways to get myself out of trouble using my voices. So like if I were to get pulled over by a cop for speeding or something like that, I'd have come up with a plan. Like first I'd show him one of my videos, or I'd ask him or her to give me a character that they really liked as a kid, and I try to do an impression of that. haven't had the opportunity to try that, and I also be way too anxious because I always freak out any time that a cop is even just behind me. I have like a death grip on the wheel, and I follow all the rules. So I hope I won't have to, that it won't come to that, but there's a first for everything.
Do the Homer. Don't!
Just scare the cop. Just do Donald Duck. Make no sense. Just go crazy on him. He'll run back into his car.
Just talking a funny voice the whole time like it's my only voice.
Yeah. All right. Now, the most important question, I think, for the night. When are we going to do a collaboration?
Oh, are we doing a collab? Is that,
I don't know.
Is that happening for sure?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, what do you have an idea for a collab?
You know what? We'll talk. We'll make this happen.
Okay.
Brandon
yes.
just wants to do her Kermit. But as we know, that's a turn off.
Wait, what?
Nah, you just got to do it with the right person.
Miss
someone.
Piggy.
Yes. You got to find the Miss Piggy to your Kermit.
I can do Miss Piggy. I'm not going to do it now, but I can do it.
Do a duet with yourself.
No, because if it sounds bad, you know.
Daniel, I want to recreate that scene that we were just talking about just to have some fun. So I'm going to play the cop and you're going to play the person being pulled over.
Okay.
And this is your very first time to try and get this right because okay. you're going to have to practice it at one point or another. Ready?
Sure.
All right. So I'm driving behind you. Woo, 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 woo. Something you'll probably never understand because, you know, for the most part, it happens to a lot of Latinos and Blacks. So here we go.
Oh, woo, woo, woo. Oh my goodness.
No, he didn't.
So we're going to stop. And I'm going to go up to your window and I'm going to say, excuse me, sir, do you know why I stopped you?
I can't say that I do, officer. Can you tell me what's going on?
Well, from what I see, your taillight's out.
Oh, well, I can assure you that I'm very much not aware of my broken taillight.
All right, can you please step out of the car? I'm not exactly enjoying your tone of voice.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, officer. This is unfortunately my voice. I have a medical condition that strains my vocal cords and narrows my throat. And unfortunately, this is just how I sound all the time.
He's got an explanation for it. That is classic. See? You're going to do fine, man.
He's practiced this before.
He's not even going to get to the license and registration part, man.
I have an ongoing inner monologue, so, and it's usually in different voices, so think of that what you will.
Let's have a little challenge. I thought it would be fun if we would have a Daniel versus Babbler on voices.
Oh,
little
no.
voice challenge. So I'm not an expert. You're the expert. But I'm going to try and do my best. So we're going to do four. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to name whichever one. You're going to go first, and then I'm going to try to do it. Kind of like, you know, when we do, in basketball, you're doing 21 around the world.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So ready?
Rock my world.
Let's do it.
Scooby-Doo.
Ruh-roh, Raggy. Is that a ghost? Rikes. Ree.
I don't even know how I'm going to top that.
Go ahead, Babbler.
Here we go. Is your name Shaggy?
Whoa!
That was good.
That wasn't bad.
That laugh was great.
Yeah, I tried. You know what? I tried that laugh like 4 times and failed at it all 4. So it came out on the show. So I'm happy about that. All right, you ready? I'm going to get a little bit more gangsta on these. All right, ready? Here we go. Elmo.
Elmo loves you.
I want to hear the gangster Elmo.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
I'm going to show you what it looks like when someone is afraid.
Oh, my God.
That's a good rasp.
What do you think? Anybody?
That was great.
No? No, I like that. That was real good.
That was good. I thought you were going to go Tupac on him.
No. We're going to go Tupac on the next one. Ready? SpongeBob.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think of a quote from SpongeBob.
Remember, licking doorknobs is illegal on other planets.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That was good.
That was hilarious.
Wow. Licking doorknobs.
I don't know why that was the quote.
I don't know. Hey, you know what? It was a good one, though. It got me.
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to nail you to the ground.
Wow.
I would love to know the context.
You know, this sounds like... This is sounding like actual recordings. Like it's very impressive. Very super, impressive.
Super impressive. I'm impressed here.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Didn't know Babbler could do this.
Hey, I've been practicing this for a week. I was waiting for this man.
You know what though? Daniel's also sounds like recordings. I was convinced. I've been convinced of him.
All right, Daniel, we got our last one. Ready?
Okay.
This one should be easy. At least I think. I'm a big fan of this character. So, Quagmire.
Oh,
You can't make 2 holes without a hole, am I right? Giggity, giggity, giggity. All right.
I haven't done that one much.
That was really good, though.
Thanks.
That was amazing, dude. That's crazy.
That was really good.
All right, I gotta get ready for mine because mine's really tough. I'm even doing it in a different language. All right.
No puedo hablar contigo, giggity, cuando te pones así. Me voy a ver los toros, giggity, giggity, giggity.
That was good. Land Babbler, I'm impressed. I want an autograph.
Love it.
I beat him, right? I beat him. With all these recordings, I beat him.
With all these recordings, I don't know. Daniel sounded like recordings. I'm not going to be surprised if he was also with his laptop, like, press play.
Yeah, that was slick. I like the way you slid that one in there.
Yeah, that was
Hey, great. You know what? The funny part is you got to start small because if not, you can't build it up. So I had to do a real Scooby in order to turn around and be able to get past the first round.
Subvert expectations, exactly.
If I start off with a recorded Scooby, he's going to be like tilted right off the bat. Elmo was kind of in. You know, SpongeBob was a given.
Well played. Well played.
I can do Elmo for real.
All right, do your Elmo.
And I will not stop until we bring back communism.
That is unreal. All right, let's do this. Every guest that comes here has to go through it. And now it's your turn. We got our 2 truths and a lie. Now, you got your work cut out for you because we had, you know, the steering committee from the Latinx, Kit Lit Book Festival last week. And they gave us a run for our money. I mean, they story tell theirs and we were at a loss. So you ready? So I want you to give me your very first fun fact.
Should I be going into, like, a backstory for any of these?
Look, if you want to add backstory to add flavor to any of these, you can go ahead.
I feel like I need to explain some of these. So the first one, me having a film credit in a movie. So a talent agent came up to me, and they asked me how tall I was. And I said, 6'1". And they said, okay, well, we're trying to find a red-haired person to stand in for this 6'7" actor, because he has red hair. And... they couldn't find anybody who was tall enough. So they just asked me if I could do it. And I said, yeah, sure. They said, okay, great. So here's the information. And are you available these days? And I said, I have school. And they said, well, we'll give you a note to give to your professor. So I said, okay. So a couple weeks later, I went on to the set and this guy was tall. And the thing is, he was wearing prosthetics. So it didn't even matter that I needed to have red hair because like his entire head was just covered in prosthetics. So I still was not tall enough, and I ended up having to be put on an apple box. Actually, I think two apple boxes just to meet his height, or at least something like that. So, and that's all I did. I just stood on an apple box for about an hour for this movie. And but I got the film credit for it.
I said it was true. I told you.
Yes. Yes,
I think that's true.
That's true.
Okay.
I believe it.
For the second one, I roasted a celebrity to their face. I had the opportunity to take part in a television show where I was actually asked specifically by producers to essentially roast a celebrity. And I won't say the celebrity because it would give it away. But this person was very amused by it. And it was a good feeling to be able to make fun of somebody and not be criticized for it.
Or a punch in the face.
And possibly get paid for
that
it.
Absolutely.
And my third one is I had my name legally changed as a child. So when I was born, my parents wanted to actually name me Job, like the character from Arrested Development, very biblical name. My family's Catholic, but it would have been spelled not J-O-B, but G-O-B, like the character in Arrested Development, because I was actually supposed to be born on Thanksgiving. I was born a week late, and my parents wanted to be G-O-B, you know, like gobble, like a turkey. They thought it would be funny and subtle, but they didn't think anybody would think anything of it. But unfortunately, by the time I was five, like a lot of my cousins had sort of caught on to it, or at least they felt the need to make fun of it. So they'd call me Gob, or they'd say gobble. They'd make turkey noises.
I think this is a lie.
And it was I was bullied a bit by my cousins, nobody else, thankfully. But so I asked my parents if I could change it legally, and they actually changed it to Daniel Joseph after my dad's brother who had passed away.
Cousins are the worst, right?
Tell me about it.
I was kind of in the middle as far as cousins go. Like the age range is pretty wide in my family. I have over 40 cousins between my mom and my dad's sides.
Sounds like our family.
I mean, are you the youngest of your siblings, though?
Oh, sorry. No, I'm actually the middle child.
I thought maybe your parents just gave up with the names by the time they got to.
They wanted something that was biblical, and so they thought that by naming me Job, it would be kind of a nod to Thanksgiving, but also a nod to the Bible character. So that's initially where their thought process was. They didn't think that I would be made fun of from it. But
all right, so we got three fun facts. And now the reason I was laughing so hard when Mady's giving out her answers as to it, because last week she got caught off guard big time on the shark story. And she swore up and down. You're still waiting, right?
I'm still waiting for the proof, yep.
Yeah, and in Micah's defense, the other woman who was lying was talking about how she saved people during 9/11.
Right?
It's like, you don't want to call her
so
a liar.
Bad.
Oh, man.
It was so bad.
And on my birthday, God forbid.
Daniel, we got punked. We got punked hard, bro. It was so bad. All right, so number one is that Daniel got a movie credit for being a stand-in.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that's the lie.
You're going to say that's the lie?
Because of the lunchboxes, probably it could be a
no,
lie.
No, they do that. Not the lunchboxes, but they use stuff like that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm still going to say lie. I don't know.
You're going to just say lie? All right. Number two is that he got to roast a celebrity.
I don't know about that
And
one.
Obviously, it sounds like he got paid for it. Which it's my dream job. My goodness, would I enjoy that. But that's number two. Anybody, what do you guys think? You
think, I don't know,
you guys think he's lying about that?
He didn't tell you guys his car got slashed, his tires after.
He got out, his cars was on like cinder blocks.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to say it's true, but I will not be surprised if it's the lie.
Yeah.
All right, so now the last one is that the poor boy had to change his name.
That's a lie,
from
yo.
Gob.
It's Job.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with Gob. I'm sorry. I was that guy who was probably making fun of you.
I think it's true. 1 in 3.
Okay, yeah. Wait, you know what? I think he didn't roast the celebrity. I think the Gob thing is
one
true.
1 in 3 are true.
I'll be honest, y'all. I'm not going to play no more. That's what I'm
gonna... The funny part is... The funny part is he's sitting there defending it. It was Job, man. It was Job.
Little Daniel, so
he's getting,
like,
he's getting mighty defensive about this.
That's just wrong. All right. It's wrong.
So I think that everybody, for the most part, is aiming at three being true.
I'm going to say the celebrity, but at the same time, it's like both could be possible.
All right. All right. So
I give up.
Daniel. Yeah, everybody's like, I give up. This is just way too much.
He's good at telling stories too.
What you got? Which one is the which one is the lie?
The lie is that I had my name legally changed.
Wow, we're so dumb. Yo.
I won. I said that was a lie. I said that was a lie.
I didn't want to call him a liar. I didn't want to come off as a jerk.
I was worried it'd be too obvious. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to come up with a good enough story for that.
I knew that was a lie.
Well, if it was Gob, it would have been different.
Well, you know what the funny part is? We're all Latinos, so the minute that you said that all your cousins were making fun of you, everybody here got triggered, as we could relate.
We believed it.
Especially having all guy cousins. Yeah.
Every time we go to Christmas party, there's like 80 cousins. Half of them aren't even ours. And they all make fun of us. So yeah.
Daniel, I'm still traumatized. The one time they were like, Brianna, baila, baila. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. And then I danced and everyone started making fun of me because of the way I moved my hips. All the cousins. I was like, I'm never doing this again. And then I did two songs later.
All right, well, Daniel, you're amazing, man. Thank you for being such a good sport. Honestly, it's fun to be able to have a guest that you can play around with and be able to do. Your impersonations are off the charts.
My goodness, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I loved it.
I loved all of it. Donald Duck is the one that really shook me. That was too real.
So I believe you have a prize that you wanted to give away. I think it's let's make it complicated.
Okay.
He's like, do I? Well, I was told that you had already given it, you know, as a complimentary. So
what?
Our producer's at fault for all of this, by the way.
No, that is a lie.
So let's make it interesting. So anybody who goes into the post about Daniel's talent on our Facebook group and types in the word bad guy gets entered into the contest. And you get a chance to win one of his pop sockets that has his logo on it.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Well, the post isn't up, so I don't know how you're doing that.
I don't know. I'm psychic, you know.
So, Daniel, it was great to have you on the show. You're really talented, man. Tell the listeners where they can follow you and your content.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Daniel J. Ferguson. And you can also follow me. You can look me up on YouTube just type in Daniel Ferguson and I'll show up somewhere.
He's all over the internet.
All right. And folks, you can follow us on all social media at Latin Babbler Show. Visit our website, www.latinbabbler.com. And of course, don't forget to join our Facebook group. Join us next week as we welcome Latin Grammy winning music duo 123 Andres and amazing spotlight artist Christina Malakai. Thank you all for joining us again. Be safe, and we will see you next week.
Peace.
Peace, family.
Ciao. Hasta la vista, baby.